You're listening to a CNBC TV 18 podcast.
The escalating tensions between Russia and Ukraine dominated news coverage today and triggered a global market sell-off. The crisis escalated after Moscow ordered troops into two breakaway regions in eastern Ukraine. Stay tuned to know how the world reacted to this development and what's at stake for India as tensions continue to rise. Welcome to CNBCTV18.com. This is Kanishka Sarkar and you are listening to the Top News Podcast. I'm back here with the latest on Russia-Ukraine crisis, the assembly elections back home, and more about the market, economy from India and around the world. First up, here's how the market fared on February 22nd. Sensex and Nifty extended losses to a fifth day amid geopolitical tensions. Both indices, however, recouped more than half of their intraday losses. Financial, IT and oil and gas stocks were the ones that witnessed most losses. Before we discuss what analysts make of the impact of Russia-Ukraine conflict on the market, let me first tell you why an expert, Deepak Mehta, thinks that it is the best time to buy stocks like Zomato and Nykaa. In an exclusive interview with CNBC TV 18, he said he is bullish on the likes of Nykaa and Zomato. He has a positive view on platform companies, especially the profitable ones. On his radar are IndiaMART, Affle India and Route Mobile. However, his advice of buying Nykaa and Zomato now comes with a word of caution. He says, do not bet the bank on it, but small buildings. According to him, such companies will enable investors to understand the business model of new age companies, a space he believes the future wealth creators will hail from. Deepak Mehta's bullish view on new age companies is contrarian to that of most big voices who are skeptical of the growth prospects of that space. Meanwhile, Ajay Srivastav, the CEO of Dimensions Corporate Finance Services, said that IT sector continues to be a great buy at every level. According to him, even though IT companies may face a growth challenge, they are still a safer bet. Why? Because he says what's going to happen to IT stocks is not going to be really impacted by the Federal Reserve interest rates. Fundamentally, the sector remains extremely robust and strong. Next up, let's discuss the latest on Russia, Ukraine and its impact elsewhere in the world. Earlier in the day, Russian President Vladimir Putin ordered troops into two breakaway regions of eastern Ukraine. This has led to investors pulling out money from the stock markets around the world. Following the escalation, the prices of oil have reached multi-year highs, whereas gold rose to the highest level in 13 months. Gold was above 50,000 rupees levels in the Indian Commodities Exchange MCX. Meanwhile, oil hovered around $100 per barrel mark. Brent crude, which is the global benchmark, was up more than 4% at $99.5 at the day's high. This is the highest level since September 2014. Jahangir Aziz, the head of Emerging Markets Economics Research and Commodities at JP Morgan, says that in the absence of any untoward geopolitical events, oil should average around $90 a barrel. But if tensions continue or escalate for, say, the next 3 to 4 months, oil could easily breach $110 to $115 per barrel, at least till summer. Moving on, here's how the world is reacting to the developments. US President Joe Biden announced financial sanctions in parts of Ukraine that were recently recognized as independent by Russia. He said further sanctions could follow if Russia continues to disrupt peace in the region. Boris Johnson, on the other hand, has said Britain will immediately impose hard economic sanctions on Russia. A witness cited by Reuters saw tanks and other military hardware moving through the separatist-controlled city of Donetsk after Putin formally recognized the breakaway regions and ordered deployment of forces to keep the peace. The sanctions, Johnson says, would be targeted not just at entities in Donbas and Luhansk and Donetsk, but in Russia itself, targeting Russian economic interests. Britain has threatened to cut off Russian companies' access to US dollars and British pounds, blocking them from raising capital in London, and to expose what Johnson calls the Russian doll of property and company ownership. Meanwhile, British Health Secretary Sajid Javid told Sky News that it can be concluded the invasion of Ukraine has already begun. He said the Russians, President Putin, have decided to attack Ukraine and its territorial integrity. India, meanwhile, has called for dialogue to resolve the matter peacefully. The Indian embassy in Ukraine once again asked Indian students to leave the country temporarily. Air India sent a flight to Ukraine to bring back Indians. It is expected to return to Delhi later in the evening. Air India had earlier announced that it would operate 3 flights between India and Ukraine on February 22nd, 24th and 26th. Next up, let's discuss what's at stake for India as the Russia-Ukraine conflict escalates. First of all, India will possibly have to pick a side. Russia is an important military equipment seller and partner to India and also presents a decent-sized market for Indian exports. However, continuing to engage in military and economic engagement with Russia may bring India also under the ambit of NATO and US sanctions that are being threatened on Russia. India is already under the scrutiny of the US KATSA, that is Countering America's Adversaries Through Sanctions Act, for its 39,000 rupees crore deal with Russia for 5 S-400 air defense systems. The potential conflict may also cause economic stress to India, as global headwinds may spook investors and cause widespread disruption in trade, especially for the supply of crude oil. However, Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said that the impact of the issue is yet to be felt on trade and that India will be careful that its exporters don't suffer because of the conflict. Here's also an interesting update on the crisis. Will it make beer costlier? A brokerage says yes. Before the critical summer season for beer, the spot prices of barley, which accounts for almost 30% of total retail marketing cost for the alcoholic beverage, has shot up 62% on a year-on-year basis. The escalating crisis will likely impact barley prices and supplies, which will further make the beer costlier. Should tensions rise, global barley supplies could be affected, adding to a rise in procurement cost of barley, which is the primary ingredient in your beer. Moving on to the latest on assembly elections. The fourth phase of polling will be held in Uttar Pradesh tomorrow, that is February 23rd. Voters across 59 assembly seats will cast their votes in districts of Pilibhit, Lakhimpur Kheri, Sitapur, Hardoi, Unnao, Lucknow, Rai Bareli, Banda and Fatehpur. Of the 59 seats, the BJP had won 51 in 2017, 4 had gone to the Samajwadi Party and 3 to the Bahujan Samaj Party. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Union Home Minister Amit Shah and BJP National President JP Nadda campaigned for the remaining phases of elections in UP. Modi also addressed a rally in Manipur where he called for people to vote for BJP's double-engine government, and he also slammed the Congress for making fun of Northeastern culture. Meanwhile, the government has blocked applications, websites and social media accounts of foreign-based Punjab Politics TV, which is linked to the banned organization Six for Justice, that is SFJ, for allegedly attempting to use an online platform to disturb a public order during assembly elections. With that, we end this podcast. But before I sign out, here's an opportunity where we will listen to you. In case you have any queries or suggestions, please do write to us at cnbctv18podcast@nw18.com. I'll be back tomorrow evening with the top stories from around the world. Till then, stay tuned to cnbctv18.com for all the latest updates. Thank you for listening.